Guys, welcome to the first episode of the year. Time is literally 6 a.m. Usually, I always record like a day before or days before, but I don't know why I'm recording this morning. Maybe I think I slept off yesterday night or whatever. Anyways, yeah, happy new year, guys and girls and everybody. I'm not sure what this episode is about because it's just me in the lounge today. So it's basically new year, new me. What am I doing? Okay, so before I say my plans for the year, let me just say what I've been up to since the year started, because today is 8, today is 6, on the 1st, what happened on the 1st? So I went to my friend on the 1st, by the way, she started a YouTube channel, so you guys should check it out, Life Worthy, I'll type it in the, so check out YouTube, and then from our place, I went to my brother's friend, and then we came home together. So it was Tuesday. Then on the 2nd, I went to clear my grandma's house, and then when I go back in the evening, my brother and I went to scout for fall. What else? Then the next day, like on the 3rd, I didn't really do anything. I was just sleeping, watching movies. So there's this series I started last year, like end of November or beginning of December, and for some reason I remember now I stopped. Anyways, start again, and I don't know why I stopped, because it's like a really really nice series. So yeah, I'm not saying the name because I most likely might want to do a review later. This I went to part some podcast with a friend. So I rate that movie 8/10. Lovely movie, fantastic movie. Rating it 8 because 9 is for me and 10 is for God, so 8 is enough for them. But yeah, normally Funke Akinde never does any shitty movie, so like of course it's expected to be like a bomb, and then I just really enjoyed it. It's really fun. I mean, I could predict some things, like the way Shola Shopovali wanted to go out and then the door was locked when she was on the call. I know that I already knew that she's not going anywhere. They probably locked the shop. All those parts of it, somebody, I just think that maybe they wanted to plan something in the shop. Of course, I call myself script writer, director. You guys have not seen that part, but don't worry, shit, son. On the 5th, I went to Lagos Market. I went to Eco. So I got new glasses and like other stuff. And yeah, that's that. And today, Friday. So today happens to be my friend's birthday. I've had on the podcast before. Blessing. So yeah, so happy birthday, Corey. I sent her a lovely message this morning. I'm sure when she reads it, she's going to be blushing and all. That's what I do. I make people happy. What else do I plan on doing today? Then my room is literally a mess, so I'm going to arrange it and like pack for school, sort of, kind of. And what else? I might have promised some people that I'll work on something for them, so I have to do that. What exciting thing did I do in December? So I went to this Korean restaurant with different lovely place, lovely environment, beautiful. I don't think I'll take anybody there again, apart from me and my friend that we went there. Of course, we already know the place. So it's our secret location. If I, by mistake, per adventure, I take you there, I must really rate you. And I was, because usually when I find places I really I really like the place, I don't share the location. I keep it to myself. Yeah, however, I think the only thing that annoys me about this restaurant is like the VAT and service charge or those rubbish percentage. Anyway, now that's good. Very excited. Okay, vibe the first up on December. Beautiful day I got to see. I've not seen in a long time, so that was good. What else? December, I released the music review episode, like review of all the albums that dropped last year, and you guys enjoyed it. No, that's the only episode I've dropped in a long time. It did have the most listen. I think the most listens I've gotten since I started again is the one with Corey, the Betty girl. However, I got like a lot of reviews from this music episode, because like I was getting like a lot of DMs of, oh, they argue, they don't argue, oh, they are shitty, what kind of rubbish, why would this be? Number one, how can you cancel CK, Kinnikon? The thing, let me just tell you that you can't do anything about it. We've decided our top 5, whether we cancelled your favor or not, cancel your faith. There's nothing you can do about it. Thank you guys for like the messages and stuff. It gives me morale anytime you like send your comments and all of that. However, the last episode, which was about movies, did not do so well. So I've come to the conclusion after a couple of discussion with my friends that you guys care more about music and movies, and I think every month I'm going to be doing something on music as well. So it has come to my attention that you guys that listen don't care about me. You don't rate the Bola's Lounge. You don't like me. You don't love me. You're only listening for whatever reason. I don't know, but it's definitely not because you like me. Because if you like me, when you listen, when I pop a notification, you will share. Yeah. Why would I? No, why not share my podcast? It's sad. I don't like the amount of listens I get. Very terrible. And the people in the group chat, if I share my podcast, please listen. And if you listen, send me reviews and comments what you think. And if you listen to my podcast, don't be selfish. I know you love listening to me, you like my voice, but don't be selfish. Let other people too be blessed when they listen to me. Let them listen to me and be blessed just as much as you get blessed when you listen to me. The new year, let's share every good thing. Do you get? Don't keep me to yourself. Anytime I'm saying this with the straightest face, why I don't even know. Anytime I release a new episode, like now, is this episode to drop later today, and I post it wherever I post it, and you see it, listen to it. Listen, fine girl is talking and you refuse to listen, it's not good now. And if you listen, like, share, even if you don't listen because you have ori kuku, just share the podcast. Somebody might care to listen to a fine girl speak. Yeah, because I don't like the amount of listening. Kodara, what am I doing this year? What am I not doing this year? Okay, so I need to get the remote job that pays reasonable amount of money. I'm a big girl. I need steady income. Yeah, anything that has to be like media, entertainment, writing like articles for like fashion brands. Really, I think I'm really interested in food now. Sure. So yeah. Anyway, so like fashion, food brands, and artists, just come to me. I write beautiful articles for you. Like, what else? I don't want to focus on my podcast this year. Like, let it grow. And really, where it can grow, if you like, Josh, you guys will be having game night and stuff. And instead of playing my podcast, you are listening to music. Could really make sense. So next, when you are in gathering, and you are in the position to control what people listen to, play my podcast, let them see it. You see that they'll be thank you. That, man, only sense. So, like, you're letting us listen to this beauty. Who is this girl? Okay, you just try it. Like, just try it. When people are listening to music, just change it to my podcast and see for yourself. I'm not even joking. Like, they'll praise you sincerely. Anyways, yes, yeah. Sharing what's grow my podcast. What else? So I want to like work on my brand. I'm not opening until February anyways. Yeah, but like I really want to work on my brand and promote. I'm hoping to see like quite a number of people I've not seen in a very long time this year. Well, I'm supposed to do IT this year again, and that's exciting as well, because hopefully I get to work where I work last year. What else are we doing this year? This year kind of compulsory to share this podcast. Yeah, if you don't share it, I don't know. I have some of you might know that I have which paths, so I don't think some of you know, and I don't think you want me appearing to you in your dreams, so you might as well just share my podcast for the whole world. Yeah. Oh, so one thing I want to start is I want to start like a creative support group to like different people in the creative space to just come together and like have like a support group and like maybe work on collaborations together, or like just push each other's like brand or whatever. So basically, yeah, I want to work on that. So I intentionally did not like set a lot of things I want to achieve this year, so I wouldn't be disappointed at it. Yeah. So this year I mostly will just go with the flow. However, the things I know I really want this year is like a job, promote Tumis and promote the Bola's Lounge. Yeah, those are like the major things I'm working on. Yeah, I'll be working on. That's about it, guys. Think that's all. New year, new me, new year. What habit am I living? Well, I'm not living any habit. I'm a fantastic girl with good behavior. There's nothing I'm leaving behind. So let me just say this publicly, that a friend of mine has not replied my chats. Can you see what 20 minutes? Don't worry, guys. I'll probably cut it off because I said a lot of Okay, so let me check. Since New Year, actually, he had not replied me. This man has not called me. Apparently, doesn't care about me again. Imagine instead of him to just tell me that, oh, I'm part of the people quick cut off last year. So I can move on my life and look for a new Kingsley to replace him with. He'd not tell me. I'll be fine. And what else? 6:36 already. And I want to hide in my room and work on my assignment. So bye. Share this. But I'm not going to say please, but because you all know it is the right thing for you to do. It is the right thing for you to share this podcast. It is the right thing for you to listen and enjoy. You get? I'm not going to beg you. I don't beg. I'm not a beggar. So do the right thing by sharing and playing my podcast. Even if you are DJing at an event, play this podcast. What will it cost you? I guess you'll be wondering that what's the DJ thing? I really wanted that. She did you are okay, but you already made them. They will now wonder that what message is this DJ even trying to pass across? Do you get what message is this DJ trying to pass across? Do not be forced to be like, you don't play Thailand, but on with Thailand, listen, see, but you'll not be like, oh, you guys are listening to Devil's Lounge, you spin that thing, chicka chicka chicka, and then they'll be like, oh, lovely, 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 and from there, do you get. Even if it's as a come or whatever, I just play my podcast there. My voice is very so I don't want to be shouting this year. I want to be soft spoken because that comes to my attention. I am going to be super rich this year. I know rich people, we don't shout. That's for the poor people. We don't shout. You see that I was shouting in my other episode last year. That's because I was poor. I was broke. But this year, even if I don't yet have the money right now, at least the money in my account is more than 2K. But my point is that I'm now going to be speaking. I'm not going to be shouting anymore because that's a bad habit for the poor people. I'm going to be soft spoken. Basically. If you hear me shout, please call me to order. If I should raise my voice too much, it's maybe because I have clowns in the lounge with me. By clowns, I mean Timmy and Chine. And trust me, you are going to be hearing a lot from them. You are going to be hearing a lot from them. You are going to be in the lounge a lot because apparently you guys want to eat them off, and they said they want to come back and say something again about your fave in the music industry, and they said I should tell you that there's nothing you can still do about it. So yeah, so if I should raise my voice, just know those two clowns are the cause of it. So yeah, that's that. What am I grateful for? No, last year I'm supposed to do what I'm grateful for. I beg, I beg, I beg. Bye bye, you guys. I'm really tired. You guys even listen to my voice so much.